Welcome. In this advanced Ableton lesson, you'll learn the Mozy approach, how to design a three-layer clap in Live 12, sculpt it, resample it, and export DJ-friendly stems. The goal is a punchy, mix-ready clap stack with multiple functional stems that DJs can drop, loop, and blend without extra prep. What you'll build: a three-layer clap stack, snap slash top, body slash mid, and air slash tail. Processing chains built with Ableton stock devices: EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, auto filter, hybrid reverb and echo. Resampled outputs: clap full 4 bar, clap dry 1 bar, clap wet 2 bar, clap filtered 1 bar, and a clap simpler 1 shot. Stems exported as tempo tagged, phase aligned WAVs ready for decks or controllers. Project note: set tempo to 174 BPM. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prep and layering 1. Create a MIDI track called Clap Stack and load a drum rack or use 3 separate samplers. 2. Pick 3 clap samples: snap, tight transient, short, high mid content, body, thicker mid range, a bit longer decay. Air slash tail: a short plate or room clap with high frequency tail. 3. Load each into simpler classic, loop off. For each simpler, nudge start offset by 0.6 milliseconds to avoid flamming between layers, but keep the overall transient on the grid. Keep transpose at 0 unless you want tonal variation. Leave filters off for now. B. Per-layer processing inside a group called Clap Layer Group 1. Snap layer, EQ8, high pass at 188Z, gentle bell boost around 3kHz plus 2.5 dB, Q tilde 1.2, saturator, drive around 3.0, soft clip on. Utility: width 0% to keep the transient mono for club translation. 2. Body layer, EQ8, high pass tilde 120Hz. Cut any muddy 600-900Hz area slightly, small boost near 800Hz if needed. Drum bus: gentle distort and crunch, punch around 2-3 for glue. Utility: keep centered or very subtle stereo if desired. 3. Air slash tail layer, plan to send this to a reverb return. If you put hybrid reverb on the track, set wet around 25%. EQ8, high pass at 500Hz, boost to 810kHz for sparkle. Utility: 30-50% width to place the tail in stereo. C. Bus processing on the group output 1. EQ8, remove low buildup under 90Hz with a gentle cut. 2. Glue compressor, attack 13 ms, release 150-250 ms. Threshold so you get 2-4 dB of gain reduction, minimal makeup. 3. Serial saturator, soft clip, drive around 1.5-2.0 to glue and add top end. 4. Optional, multiband dynamics to tame any band that sticks out. D. Timing and phase check, zoom in at sample level. Align the first peak of the transient to the grid visually and aurally. If you hear thinness, try flipping phase on a utility or nudge a layer by a millisecond to check for cancellation. Accurate alignment is critical for DJ loopability. No flams, no comb filtering. E. Resampling the bass stem. Clap full 4 bar 1. Create an audio track named Resample Full. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. 2. Loop a 4 bar section of your arrangement and record 2 passes. 1 static, 1 with subtle automation like a slight filter open or increased reverb send. 3. Consolidate the best take into a single 4-bar clip CMD slash Control J. 4. Set the clip warp mode to beats with preserve transients at 1/16 or 1/32 to keep attacks clean. This is your master full stem. F. Create DJ-friendly variations 1. Clap dry 1 bar, mute reverb sends and any automations. Optionally mute the air layer so only snap and body remain. Record a 1-bar loop, consolidate, warp and beats preserve 1/16. Ensure clip starts exactly on beat 1. 2. Clap wet 2 bar. Create a return track called Rverb using hybrid reverb. Set Predelli low, medium size, moderate diffusion and a reverb time that's long but manageable. Send the air slash tail layer to Rverb around -6 to -3 dB send. Record a 2 bar resample with the reverb active. Trim the tail with a small fade at the end to avoid awkward overlaps when looping. 3. Clap filtered 1 bar. Insert auto filter on the clap layer group in front of bus processing. Low pass mode, resonance around 2. Automate cutoff down to 1-2 kHz across the bar and back up, or create the sweep you want. Resample that automation into a 1 bar clip and name it clap filtered 1 bar.wav. 4. Clap simpler 1 shot. Drag the consolidated dry 1 bar into a new simpler. Trim the start so the sample triggers as a single clap on C3. Set attack 0 ms. decay 200 400 ms, small release. Map velocity to volume for dynamics. J. Slicing and MIDI friendly resamples. If you want chops, right click the consolidated 4 bar and slice to new MIDI track using transient or fixed 1 bar slices. This yields a drum rack you can trigger live for controller use. Set launch quantization to 1 bar and lock loop points to the grid. H. Export and naming export stems as WAV, 24-bit, matching your sample rate. Use naming like 174 clap full 4 bar dry dot wav so DJs know BPM and length. Include a short readme or cue in the name indicating recommended use. DJ loop, use as intro filler, mono compatible. Common mistakes to avoid: misaligned transients, don't skip the sample nudge, flams ruin loopability. Oververb, long tails not trimmed will smear when looped. Phase cancellation, check mono and flip phase if layers thin out. Wrong warp mode, avoid complex on percussive claps. Use beats with preserve set low. Resampling with unwanted master effects, route carefully so you capture only what you intend. Forgetting to consolidate clips after recording, unconsolidated clips can have inconsistent loop points. Pro tips: always keep a mono compatible core. Snap plus body should sum to mono cleanly. Provide pairs. Dry and wet stems are gold for DJs. Make loops safe. Add a tiny zero crossing fade at the end to prevent clicks. Use returns for FX so you can resample wet separately without contaminating the dry stem. Create a drum rack from resampled slices with velocity zones for live triggering. Boost around 3-5 kHz for snap, but tame harshness above 10 kHz with a gentle shelf if needed. Export files with BPM and bar length in the file name. DJs will love it. Mini practice exercise your task. Using 3 clap samples, export clap dry 1 bar, clap wet 2 bar, and clap filtered 1 bar at 174 BPM. Loop safe. Depths. 1. Layer snap. Body. Air in simplers and align transients. 2. Bus process with glue compressor and saturator. 3. Create an R verb and send only the air layer. 4. Resample dry 1 bar, wet 2 bars with trim tail, and filtered 1 bar with auto filter automation. 5. Export the 3 WAVs named with BPM and bar length. Recap: the MOSI approach is about tight transient alignment, intentional stereo staging, resampling variations via returns and automation, and delivering stems that are immediately DJ usable. Use Ableton stock tools: simpler, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue, auto filter, hybrid reverb, and a consistent resample slash export workflow. Make your stems loop safe, mono compatible, and clearly named. Final checklist before handing stems to a DJ: starts on beat 1 with an audible transient. Loop markers correct and tiny fades apply to prevent clicks. Mono check done. No major cancellations. Headroom preserved. Target about -6 dB FS before export. File names include BPM, bars, and description. Provide dry and wet stems plus 1 filtered stem and a simpler one shot. Include a short readme or naming cue with suggested use cases. That's the MOSI approach. Build tight, resample thoughtfully, and export with DJs in mind. Good luck, and happy producing.